Very excited about the future ahead, obviously. It's good to have a quarterback, and looking forward to moving forward and having a great year.
Where are you rehab-wise?
I'm great. I'm doing really well. I'm very pleased with the progress. I look at it one of two ways. You can either sulk, you can whine, you can complain, or you can move forward and you can have optimism and you can look forward with excitement. And that's what I'm doing. I'm very excited about the future. Obviously been injured the last 2 years. Disappointed by it, but not going to let it define who I am and what I'm about. So very, very excited coming out and looking forward to getting back to being even better than I was before.
When you heard the news on Rick, what were your thoughts?
Thoughts are with him, obviously. It's very difficult for somebody to have to go through that. I think a lot of us probably know in some way, shape, or form someone who's been affected by something like that, so everybody understands and wishes him and her absolutely nothing but the best.
JG, your thoughts on Bill O'Brien's return?
I don't know anything about anything.
What do you think of playing for him again?
I think obviously it's a tough year. Went through a whole lot of tough stuff. Want a chance to go out there and compete and win. Looking forward to the future.
JJ, what do you think this team is capable of with everybody assaulting next year?
I think that we're capable of doing great things. We all have to stay healthy. We all have to do our job, play well, obviously. There's so many ifs in that statement. It's hard to make it a definitive statement. But I think that we have the pieces. I think that you have to, you can. I've always sat here and thought, especially during this season, because this season obviously was very difficult with all the injuries and everything that we went through, what if this, what if that, and then you look to the future and people will say, well, what if this? You've been hurt the last 2 years. What if you get hurt again? You can always look at life in a negative mindset like that, and that's the worst possible way to look at life, You have to look at it in a positive mindset, and I look forward to what can happen, what is possible, and what we can accomplish if we all go out there and do our jobs. And that's what gets me excited. That's what gets me out of bed every day. That's what gets me to work my hardest every single day, is what this team is capable of and what we can do with these guys. And it's really exciting.
I know you've always been extremely driven, but sitting out for almost 2 years to make it the drive even higher, did it change anything?
I think I've gone through, a whole lot of phases over the last 2 years. I've gone through, the disappointment and depression of missing a year. I've gone through the excitement of working to come back, and then I've gone through the hurt and heartbreak of missing another year. But I think the thing that I've learned through it all is that no matter what, your mindset is the number one thing that gets you through everything. And for me, it's my mindset moving forward. It's the excitement. It's the ambition. It's the drive. It's the fire. Every day I come in here, I'm excited. And I can feel my leg getting stronger. I can feel myself getting stronger. I can see the guys around me getting stronger. I watch Deshaun work. I watch all these guys work, Whitney. And it gives you that motivation, that little climb day by day. You're not going to get to the top of the mountain in one swoop. You have to climb step by step to get up there. And all I'm doing is trying to take one step at a time.
Mike Vrabel's going. Really excited about what this team is capable of. What is this team capable of?
Oh, we're capable of great things. We're capable of doing what everybody wants us to do. But we have to do it one day at a time. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen over the course of this whole offseason, next season. But like I said, it's not going to happen unless we have the right mindset. It's not going to happen if you're sulking or if you're whining or if you're complaining or wondering what if this, what if that. All it's going to take is day-to-day work, and there's going to be a lot of days where it doesn't look exciting, it doesn't look fun, it doesn't look like you're making a lot of progress, but it's just one day stacking up on top of the other.
Mike Vrabel's going to get the interview with Detroit. What do you think about Vrabel? There's an opportunity there and what he brings.
I think he's obviously a worthy candidate to get interviews and things like that. He's played in the league. He's coached in the league. He's done a good job. So I think that's expected.
JJ, you spent a lot more time than you normally would with your quarterback this year for obvious reasons. Yeah. Rehab. How much better do you feel like you know him and have confidence in the guy that he is, the player that he is?
Yeah, it's been good. We're in there every day, and it's just the day-to-day. Like I said, there's a lot of days where we have fun. We're dancing around, learning a lot of new lyrics that I didn't know before. It's good. I think the thing that you can see is that there's confidence there. And when you have more and more and more guys with that confidence, with that idea that success is on the horizon, that the best is yet to come, that's when it starts to permeate throughout the whole team. You can't just have one guy. You can't just have two or three. You have to have that start to permeate throughout the whole team. And when that starts to happen, that's when you really have success. And I think you're seeing that with guys like Deshaun, Hop, JD, BMAC. We got guys that expect success. And I think that once we all get out there and we start to really get those vibes throughout the whole squad, we're going to have a really, really good team.
JG, thank you for the Super Bowl.
That's my plan. Yeah, Why would I be showing up every single day if it wasn't for that, just to see you?
What do you think? Yeah. But does seeing how he played during that period, does that give you more confidence? Because that's the position you've been lacking.
Oh, I mean,
you can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, we've won a few division titles here with like 15 different quarterbacks. So if we got one quarterback who's back there who can play the way he plays and who has the potential and who has the abilities that he has, of course, I think he has. Great potential. We're really excited to see what he can do with a full season. And, I'm definitely excited to have a franchise quarterback.
Since we're not going to see you anytime soon after this, I wouldn't think.
Thank God, Mark.
Yeah, right. What will it mean to you if you're the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
I mean, like I've said it before, you know, that would be such an honor for the whole city, for all the people who donated, everybody who helped out. I don't deserve any of the awards that are given to me for that type of thing. I think that's all to the people who donate, all the people who helped, the firefighters, the policemen, everybody who went out in boats and helped, all the people who are still struggling in Houston. I think that those are the people who deserve the credit and the recognition. If I can just be the mouthpiece for that and be the one to accept on their behalf, I'll do that gladly. But I want everybody to know that that credit goes out to them.
Are there one or two guys who seized their opportunity and really impressed you and stepped up? Thanks.
I love my D-line guys to death. So, I mean, I love DJ Reader, I love Brandon Dunn, I love those guys. So I'm just excited to get back on the field with those guys and really play with them. I think Zach Cunningham's really coming into his own and been a good player this year. So, I think we have a lot of good things to build off of. Hey, B-Mac, I just talked you up real nice. So, I just want you to know that.
What do you think of the rookie Dylan Cole?
So rookie, he did good. He did good. I mean, he came out here and he played. I was busting his chops before. He came from like Northwestern Missouri City College, but he played really well on the biggest stage. And I mean, he's done a good job, and I think he's going to be a good player for us moving forward.
Missouri State.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I came from Central Michigan. I'm not trying to. I mean, I'm a small college guy myself. So. Yeah, it's doing really, really well. I mean, we're really pleased with the progress. Very excited about where it's going. It's getting stronger every single day. They're letting me do a little bit more and more. It's going to be I get to run again in a little while. I mean, I'm on track for training camp. My assumption is it shouldn't be any problem, but if it needs a couple extra weeks or whatever it may be, we'll take it. But from my understanding, everybody here is understanding the way it's looking. Everything's going really well, and there shouldn't be any issues.
Could you be after OTAs?
I'm not 100% sure. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I'd like to, but I also know that I'm not going to push it. I mean, if I can, I can. If I can't, I can't. But my goal is to come back for training camp and be ready to go. But hopefully, we'll see.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate